Welcome back. We've still got Stu McKenzie on the line with us. We've been talking about a couple of different things, and we're going to talk some more now about some trace elements and a few bits and pieces. But we alluded earlier on, Stu, we were just going to have a chat about some of those waterlogged pastures and what we're going to do with those. But I suppose coming towards the back end of that, hopefully things will start to dry out soon. We're really going to be talking more about trace elements at that point in time when people can get them out there on the paddock, but also the seed quality once things actually do dry out a bit, because it'll be quite a challenge for all those who are dealing with a fair bit of water at the moment.
Yeah, so as things start to dry out and our clovers go into the reproductive stage, that's when trace elements, particularly like boron, copper, potassium and iron, really become their own. If you can extend that flowering window from 7 days to 10 days and 10 to 14 days, the longer the flowering period on your clovers and your canola and your cereals, for argument's sake, the longer you can extend that flowering period, the better the seed set will be. Now, yes, we've got this horrible thing about the end of August, the first week of September, which, if we're going to get frosted, dare I say it, that's when it's going to be. And we also know that in the Great Southern, we can get an inch of rain followed by a frost in October. The longer you can keep your flowering window open, the healthier the plant is going to be, concentrating on things like copper, zinc, but magnesium is another one. Magnesium does a lot of work with hydrolysis and making sure that water stays in the plant and then that it's not pushing it away. It's not being hydroscopic. So keep an eye on those main trace elements. Extend your flowering window for as long as you possibly can, and that way you'll get the better seed set. And that's when things like molybdenum, boron, copper, potassium, all as nitrate reductors, really take the distance. The other thing that we can look at would be a mid-season or a late-season lime with something like a gypsum or a dolomite, because as the plant is open, as you've got stock movement, it's going to trample that lime through. So and there are some good sources of dolomite, and it's not that much more expensive than standard lime. And if you're in the Cogin Up area of the Great Southern, you've got access to some really high-quality dolomite products. So just keep an eye on those and just make sure that you've got the ability. And if you want to try, give it a crack.
Sounds good. All right, Stu, look, great to catch up this morning. I know there's a lot more to talk about on that agronomy front, but we'll save it for another week. All the best to you this coming week.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, listeners. Have a great week.